Joined now by one of the legends, Icky Woods. Icky, good morning. Thanks for joining us right here in Nashville.
Oh, man, good morning. How are you, brother?
Doing well. And say hello to my partner, John.
Icky, how you doing? It's an honor to
John,
talk to you,
I'm
brother.
I'm doing good, brother. How about yourself?
I'm making it. I can't complain.
All right. Well, that's all we can do in this pandemic, man, is keep making it.
Yeah. How you holding up? You healthy? Everybody good on your end?
Yeah. Everybody good on this end, man. Holding up best I could be in the situation, you know.
Yes, sir.
Well, tell me about Coach Ditka's gridiron greats. Let's just start with that. I know you got an event coming up. Certainly you getting involved with Coach Ditka in his charity.
Yeah, well, I got involved with Coach Ditka years ago, and one of the main reasons I got involved is I'm one of the guys who Coach Ditka's outfit helped, man. The outfit helped me get two new knees, and I'm forever grateful to the Gridiron Greats. I'm a living proof that they do what they say, and they help guys who otherwise can't get the help, man. It's a great organization, and the former guys need it because we're not making all that big money these young guys making nowadays.
Well, it's really just taking, you know, it's taking care of you for things that happened to you when you played.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a great outfit, and, get behind it. If you guys can help out, whatever way you can help it out, and then Rudolph Foods with the pork rinds, man, their great outfit came in, and they're helping quite a bit with Mike Ditka's outfit as well. So it's a great partnership, and they're doing some great things.
Yeah, Southern Recipe, small batch pork rinds. We were talking before you came on, Icky, that we just we love pork rinds, and it's
me too.
Yeah.
Me too, brother. You're not the only one.
But
the thing about it, they normally send me a package every couple of months. I get some pork rinds in the mail, and I'm smiling high hog.
And this is the 12th annual Pork Rind Appreciation Day. That's going to be around the big game. So even more. So and it all benefits obviously what Coach Dick is doing with his Gridiron Greats Foundation.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a great outfit. Both of them are great outfits, man. And you got guys like me, Kenny Houston, Jack Youngblood, Andre Reed, Billy White Shoes Johnson, Reggie Kelly, guys like that who are pitching in and helping out. And these are a lot of the guys that the Gridiron Greats has helped in the past.
Talking with Icky Woods, former Cincinnati Bengals running back. Icky, we'll get to the shuffle in just a minute. You know, we got to ask you about
that. What's that? What is that?
The Icky shuffle.
Oh, okay.
I
heard something about that.
I mean, this guy became a pop culture icon, man. We'll get into that first. But I want to ask you about that 1988 season, that magical season. You know, Boomer was your quarterback. He won the league MVP that year. You guys, won the AFC, unfortunately lost to Joe Montana and the 49ers in that Super Bowl. But, man, everything leading up to that, I mean, you guys were just on fire that year. What do you remember about that 1988 season?
Yeah, we had a great run, man. We had one thing about it, we had a great offensive line with Anthony Munoz, Max Montoya, Bruce Kazerski, Joe Reimers, Big Bruce Kazerski. And then Rodney Holman, our tight end, man. We had just awesome guys. And then we had a great core receivers too, with Tim McGee and Eddie Brown. So we had a real dominating offense, man. We ran the ball real well. Our running game is what kept us in a lot of games. And Boomer was the master of the play action pass. And we ran that no huddle offense, man. A lot of people think Buffalo was the team that started that no-huddle offense. But if you go back in history, you can see that we started it, and then after we did it, Buffalo took it over and went to the Super Bowl 4 years with it. So, but we're the pioneers of that no-huddle offense, man, and it was great times, man. We had fun.
What was it like playing for Sam Weiss? God rest his soul, obviously. He seemed like a real player's coach.
Yeah, it was good playing for Sam, man. You know, sometimes used to call him Wiki Wacky Sam, man. He come in there, man, and he's, you know, your buddy. And then one next day he come in there, man, like he had a fight at home or something, man. It's like, dang, bro, what's going on? You are off your kilter today. But he was a great coach to play for, you know, great offensive mind. Him and Bruce Coslett put that no-huddle offense together, and we had a lot of fun running it.
All right, let's talk about the shuffle, man. I mean, as the season went along, I mean, you were definitely one of the top running backs that year in 1988, and then, you know, everybody was doing the shuffle. People were talking about it. It was kind of like Refrigerator Perry a few years earlier. You became a pop culture icon, man. What was life like for you during that time?
Man, life was wonderful, man. We were having fun. You know, we were winning ball games, and, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, I just fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time, man. We were winning ball games, and we made it to the Super Bowl that year. You know, I don't think if we wasn't winning ball games and making it to the Super Bowl, the shuffle never catches on. So, but I was just sitting at home one day, and I flew my mom in for a game against the Cleveland Browns, and me and my two oldest kids at the time were 5 and 2. We were up playing some music, up dancing and acting silly. And I was like, Mom, if I score tomorrow, this is what I'm going to do. She's like, boy, you bet not do that. I said, no, Mom, I got to. So I scored, and I eventually just jumped in the air and put my hands in between my legs back and forth. And then after the game, Ricky Dixon, who was our first-round draft choice that year, he said, Woods, what was that? I was like, Rick, that was my celebration dance. He was like, man, that was whack, man. I was like, what you mean, Rick? What you mean? He said, man, it was whack. I say, so what you think? I ought to throw some steps to it? He was like, yeah, I think you ought to throw some steps to it. So the whole week, the next week we were playing the New York Jets, and the whole week I was thinking about what can I do? Couldn't come up with nothing, and then 5 minutes before it was time to go out and get warmed up, it just hit me, and I said, Rick, check this out. This is what I'm going to do today if I score. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3 to the right, 1, 2, 3 to the left, 1, 2, 3 back to the right, and I'm going to hop back 3 times and spike the ball. Rick was like, oh, yeah, Ick, man, that's going to be live. And like I said, I tell people I was fortunate enough to be in the right place at the right time. We were winning ball games, and we made it to the Super Bowl. And that shuffle is still talked about to this day.
Oh, yeah. We had Darrell Waltrip, a legendary and we told him you were coming on Tuesday. We had him on Friday. And, of course, after he won the Daytona 500, he did your shuffle.
Man, I've been trying to get somebody to hook us up, man. I wanted to say thank you for that.
Hold on a minute, man. Now. Seriously. Hold on after we let you go, we'll hook you up because Darrell wants to hook up with you as well. He said that on the air. So we'll hook you up with each other's phone numbers because you guys got to talk.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Talk about the what ifs, though. I mean, you exploded onto the scene and everything, and then 89, the left knee, a couple years later, the right knee, and man, you just after that, it just wasn't the same, was it?
Yeah, I just had a couple string of bad lucks, man. If I had the technology and everything that they got nowadays, I'd have probably been back on the field in a month or two. But you know, technology wasn't that great, and if you know you got a knee injury, it was more than likely maybe a career ender, but two knee injuries, then you know for sure, especially to both knees. So that's kind of what took me away from the game was the injuries. But, you know, I look back on it, and, you know, hindsight is 20/20. I have no regrets. You know, the only thing that I would probably change if I had to do it all over again is just work a little harder in the off season.
Right. Icky, do you still keep up with the Bengals? It looks like they're finally turning things around. You know, Joe Burrow's their quarterback.
It's hard, man. It's been it's been hard to keep up with them. But I actually run my son's foundation. I lost my middle son to asthma 10 years ago. Mm. And so I go around the country raising money for asthma research. And the name of his foundation is the Jovante Woods Foundation. Mm-hmm. And that's spelled Jovante Woods Foundation.org. So I'm at all the Bengals home games because I run a couple of concession stands up at the stadium to raise money for the foundation. So nice. It's hard to watch, but I like the kid Joe Burrow came in. He was having an unbelievable rookie season, but I think this off season or in the draft, we need to get that kid some protection. You know, we got to go get some offensive linemen to keep that kid off the ground and, you know, not get the kid hurt like we did last year. But he's definitely a game changer, and I just like to, you know, see us get some offensive linemen to keep him protected.
You still in Cincinnati, I guess.
I'm still in the Natty, yes,
yep.
Sir.
Old buddy of mine,
well,
John.
Actually, I got a daughter down there in Nashville, so I'll be down there visiting sometime.
Come see us, like, man. Come hang out with us in the studio.
Hey, it's on us, man.
Yeah, we'll take care of you.
Okay, sounds good. I'll definitely hit you up.
Right, we're gonna get your phone number after this and hook you up with Daryl Waltrip anyway. But old buddy of mine, John Thornton, played up there. He's a good buddy of mine.
Yeah. Yeah, old John Thornton. Yeah, I remember John. Yeah. D lineman.
You hanging out with Bootsy Collins? Tell me. Tell the truth.
Well, you know, Bootsy's my guy, man. I hadn't seen Bootsy in a couple of years, man. But me and Bootsy did some things when the Bengals was rocking here a few years back when Andy Dalton and A.J. Green first got here, and we were making the playoffs on a consistent basis. 5 years in a row, Boosie was doing some things around the city, rocking the city, and me and him did a couple of collaborations around the city. So Boosie's a great guy, man, great guy.
Hey, Icky, I wanted to ask you about with the Bengals. You know, they actually beat our Titans earlier this year, they looked impressive. I just wanted to get your thoughts. We have a pretty good running back here by the name of Derrick Henry. Have you watched much of him? What do you think of him?
You know, the thoughts on that guy, man, is above everything, man. That guy is un-freaking believable, man. Some of the things that he does, man, with that football. And, you know, and everybody, you know, stack the box on him. So, you know, if you know, once that kid gets going, though, it's hard to stop him. And normally he gets going late in games, and, you know, you guys are normally already ahead. So it's just a grind-out thing for him this year. Baltimore got lucky and knocked you guys off in that playoff game. I was sure rooting for you guys. But I tell you what, though, that's an unbelievable – talent. That kid is really unbelievable talent. I love the way he plays football.
Well, Icky, we're going to hook you up with Daryl Walter, but mainly we got I went to the website gridirongreats.org, and just want to read something. There's a message from Coach Mike Ditka, of course, with that, and many NFL players who helped build, shape, and mold the NFL into what it is today are paying the price physically, mentally, and emotionally from their on-the-field efforts as an NFL player. Some retired players have not benefited from some of the benefits and pensions of the modern era. They lack adequate disability, rehabilitation, health insurance, and retirement programs to allow for and maintain a quality of life and financial security for themselves. So I just wanted to read that because this is, you know, having you on, but this is what it's all about with Coach Ditka.
Yeah, that's definitely what it's all about. And Coach Ditka has did a great job stepping up and, you know, being able to help players who really can't help themselves, and also small batch. Pork rind people have stepped up greatly as well.
Yeah, Southern Recipe, small batch.
Southern Recipe, yes.
Yeah, the 12th annual Pork Rind Appreciation Day.
Yes, sir. Get your pork rinds, baby. Get your pork rinds.
Yeah, get the Southern recipe kind,
Southern
too.
Southern recipe, baby. Southern recipe. Ain't nothing like them. They got all kinds, too. They got dill pickle, man. They got all kinds of pork rinds, man, all different flavors. It's a great, man. Get you some of that small batch, man, and you'll love it, I tell you.
Right.
I tell you that.
Hey, it's great having you on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, man, thank you guys, man. I really do appreciate it. And if you can, you know, I know you're pumping Dickens Foundation, but if you can put mine out there too, the Javonte Woods Foundation, that'd be great, my man.
All absolutely.
Right. Thank you.
And get down here and see us.
I definitely will, brother. I definitely will.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Iggy.